like to share just a bit of my book with you now. I'm going to read the very first part of the last chapter of the book. The title of that chapter is A World for Worship. And this chapter is typical in that I begin it with a very brief description of what's in the chapter. A religion relevant for our time will need to frame worship in terms of our connection with the real world. Then I have some quotations. I'll share just a couple of them with you. Here's one from Joseph Wood Crutch. It is not easy to live in that continuous awareness of things, which alone is true living. And another one from Natalie Curtis, The Indians Book. Everything has its song, say the Indians. Every person, every animal, and everything has its song and its story. Well, and here are words that are used every Sunday in the DeKalb, Illinois Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We gather again in worship, concern, and celebration. We unite to care for one another, to live our lives with purpose, to be in harmony with the earth. In this community of fellowship, we look for wisdom, compassion, and strength to follow the rhythm of life's mystery and join in its dance. Formed each moment by the way we live, we welcome life's challenges together. Now here are the first two paragraphs of the chapter. An authority on the world's religions, Houston Smith, received a letter from a man whose son had discontinued his religious studies major at Harvard because, quote, it was teaching him everything about religion except why anyone would ever believe it. This sort of thing becomes alarming when we consider that no founding city of a civilization has been discovered that does not have a sacred center, some structure that signifies some sort of religious belief. Our cities seem to be the exceptions, many of them. As Joseph Campbell used to say, you can tell a lot about the values held most dear to a community by looking for its tallest building. The cathedrals are now towered over by the houses of financial institutions, which apparently represent the most closely held values of our society. But who would dare to say that those buildings are symbols of anything sacred? Where does one go in such a society as ours for a sense of the sacred?